Let us turn now to Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. His column this week has a loud and clear message to Governor Snyder and his new PR teams. Daniel, you say God himself couldn't spin the Flint water crisis?
That's exactly right. The evidence is very damning, and I don't think anybody really denies the fact that at the end of the day, the decisions or lack thereof made here and the mistakes were the state's in large part, and that the decisions were made under emergency management in the city of Flint.
Was hiring outside PR help a good step or not for the governor, do you think?
Well, I think it was probably necessary. Whether it was a good step or not remains to be seen. I think his communications team is under a lot of pressure. It's fairly new. It's not the one he came into office with. So I think that's a real challenge. Number two, the national media interest in this story really is taking it up to a whole nother level. And I think for them to have some good national counsel to help them manage that and manage relationships, frankly. Those people are paid to have relationships with the national media that, say, Detroit or Michigan-based people are not. Also, I would note that the other firm that they hired is now the principal is Bill Nowling, who was the PR guy for Kevin Orr and the city of Detroit through a lot of the bankruptcy. So someone who is tested, who has good relationships with people here. But at the end of the day, the facts are the facts here. I think one of the challenges that everybody has here is to separate facts and science from hysteria and concern. And I think any of us who, if we were living in Flint and we had small children and were exposed or potentially exposed in those ways, we would be very anxious too. And I don't think any of us should minimize that. But their plan is to try and execute a plan and get things done, not talk about it.
Well, in fact, with that in mind, what do you think is job one for the governor and this new PR team? Because as you put it, there's no absolving Rick Snyder and what you called his tone-deaf team from what happened.
I would separate the two. I think his the PR firms or the actually crisis communication teams that they've hired have a job to do to manage the outward message and what's actually being done. But what the governor really has to do is be visible, continue to be contrite, but also to be leaning forward and executing a plan and to do what they say they're going to do, to be as transparent as possible. And a lot of people criticize the governor and his team for not being as transparent as they should be. And I think that's probably going to continue to be a fairly fair criticism, although he has done some things. And most importantly is to execute. In a press conference yesterday, they laid out a number of steps that they were doing, both at the state level and in the city, the DEQ, bringing in independent experts like Mark Edwards from Virginia Tech, who you just talked to. You know, all that stuff is of a piece that shows that they're moving forward. But that's the only way they're going to be judged here, I think, ultimately, is by what they do. And even if they do everything they say they're going to do, it's not going to absolve the governor, and there's still going to be a lot of people in this state and around the country who are going to be very critical of him. And potentially this, I think not even potentially, this will define his legacy.
And when you think about it, and we've talked about that, and then you had an interesting piece late last week when you talked about the fact that between the Flint and the DPS crises, and you know, and you see how badly the emergency managers who worked for Governor Snyder have botched both. How can his comeback state story and his mantra of relentless positive action survive this, do you think?
I don't know that it can survive it. I think at a minimum it's going to be battered. And I think the bigger question, I just talked to somebody about this morning, I think we were in agreement that Flint potentially will overshadow, the negativity of Flint will overshadow the positivity of Detroit and its comeback. And additionally, these are happening in the two largest minority-majority cities in the state of Michigan. So any way you slice it, you have a situation where minority cities are having to deal with these problems and go through these experiences. And I think that's going to be a countervailing theme when you look at the governor and his legacy.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.